Network, October 28th, 2018. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, most likely. I don't think we'll do a third hour, but we'll see. Incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, republicbroadcasting.org. So, since last week, of course, this and then my term that I coined, cascading sequence of events that I've been using for a year or two now, it's getting quicker. And we're seeing all the stops pulled out now. The migrant caravan, the this hilarious level, buffoon level, pipe bomb toy weirdo character with the nice, placards in his van, and Michael Moore just happens to have, footage of the guy at the scene and blah, 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 blah. It looks like a perfect MK Ultra. Psych med it up, who knows what, street drugs, long criminal history. Now we have this tree of life, Pittsburgh synagogue incident. Look, I'm going to be skeptical of this thing right off the flip. Large swaths of alternative media are the InfoWars world, it's gotten so huge where they won't question something that happens to a Jewish synagogue, of course. There's all kinds of things dropping here. Ken, get clip 7 ready. We're going to start off with a little Pittsburgh, and we're going to get into Mr. Torba, Andrew Torba with gab.ai, and just some things here. Active shooter training, the largest in the state, going on 4 hours away. Okay, the largest exercise. So, in Scranton, where Joe Biden grew up. Let's listen to a little bit of this. Go roll clip 7.
Brothers and sisters, I have a breaking story here. It seems there was an active shooter first responder training going on just four hours away from the actual shooting in the synagogue today. And here you see first responders trained for active shooter, okay? It says it was in Lackawanna County in Pennsylvania. It says Scranton, Pennsylvania, as a gunman. Wait 1 second. Okay. That's not good. I don't have my glasses here. Okay, well, as a gunman covered opened fire in the synagogue in Pittsburgh Saturday morning. First responders held the largest active shooter training ever in, and it was held in Lackawanna County in Pennsylvania. Now, if you all look here, there it is on the map.
Four
it's
hours
only
away.
288 miles away from where the shooting actually took place. The training was taking place. Okay? Now, it says, and they mentioned Halloween. They mentioned that these people were covered in fake blood, and they even mentioned Halloween. They say medical students were inside where many of them would be studying on a typical Saturday. Some were covered in fake blood from a Halloween store, but the first responders treated them as if the wounds were real. Unbelievable, right near Halloween, right? This is sorcery, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. This is sorcery. And this is all part of their plan to bring in the New World Order.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. And I got articles pulled up, I mean, that we're going to have to try to get into. And hopefully I can stay on point here and try to push in as much information as I can before I open the phones up. Now, Ken, get clip 8 queued up. This is Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen's comments to Chris Wallace on Fox News. Okay. This is very interesting. And look, I know that synagogues are always, you know, with the ADL, B'nai B'rith, and so forth and so on, they're really strong ties to law enforcement, you know, Holocaust education for cops and all this other stuff. But let's listen to DHS Secretary
Chris
Nielsen.
Chris Wallace asked Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nielsen about the mass shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue.
I understand that, in fact, DHS officials had been in this synagogue recently.
As recently as March, we actually conducted a site visit there with our protective security advisor in the area. This is something we often do. We feel that the best way to help communities support their efforts in terms of protection is to be there, on the ground, to listen to them, to understand their needs.
You can catch the entire interview with Secretary Nielsen tomorrow morning on Fox News Sunday. Check your local listings for the time it runs in your area, or you can watch it here at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox News Channel.
Okay, go ahead and stop it there. Now, this is fascinating. Up on Henry Macau's website. Well, you know, I play always a bunch of Brother Nathaniel stuff from time to time. He does a lot of good exposés into the Jewish power structure and so forth, and him being a former Orthodox Jewish guy and a convert to Russian Orthodoxy. He really pulls no punches, so forth and so on. Now, this is what's fascinating. Brother Nathaniel, he's on rents from time to time. He's quite prominent in the alternative, let's say, research community, the conspiratorial research, blah, 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 blah. Here he is. I lived in Squirrel Hill, where the synagogue killings took place for many years, which is a heavily populated Jewish area of Pittsburgh. I had attended Yom Kippur services and Sabbath services at the Tree of Life Synagogue on a few occasions, but did not care for it. So you got a connection with Brother Nathaniel here. It's almost like, I'm not saying that nobody got killed at this thing. Rule number one, Robert's rule number one with questionable incidents: the absence or presence of dead people is not the main indicator whether an incident is a synthetic operation or an organic, incident. Synthetic operation versus organic incident. The timing here with right before these midterms, the timing with the bombings. I mean, look, a lot of people and I'm leaning towards this before these elections. And look, a lot of people don't have any faith in these elections, and I understand, but for some reason, some of these people are really, I mean, Kavanaugh, all this stuff, Caravan. There's a lot of people that, you know, buy into the view that there's still enough, I guess, down at the congressional level and lower, the local levels and so forth, there's still enough semi-legitimacy here to where people will run operations to sway these elections. Now, we know when you get up here in the higher levels, probably a lot more deep state skullduggery. But, you know, we're in this month, the October surprise, and a lot of people are saying this is the big one. We're at the 28th. We're coming up on, you know, let's see here. Let me look. November. We're looking at 2 weeks out in a couple days. We're looking at 1 week out in a couple days to this thing. Okay. And so I think that this could be the big one, or there could be something even bigger. I don't know. The cascading sequence of events seems to get further and further along. Ken, if you would get clip 9 queued up. Now, before I play this, I'm going to say, look, I don't know the nomenclature and the language that the local Pittsburgh SWAT and police are using when they have an incident like this. Okay, so I'm not saying this is necessarily out of the ordinary, but I wanted to play this to get this, you know, out there, and then maybe later on when I open the phones, you can give me your opinion of it. Let's roll 9.
Our SWAT officers and SWAT teams from around the region who were there, who went into that active shooting and were able to apprehend that actor.
7171, actor's name is Rob Bowers, 46 years old. 7-1, suspect's talking about all these Jews need to die. We're still communicating with them.
Does anybody have actual eyes on the actor?
They received one officer return fire. 3 shots may have struck the actor. Copy.
SWAT cleared the basement. 2 additional people rescued. Negative contact with our actor.
7-5, all units. There's a communication with the suspect actor as we speak.
7-1, radio. Actor's in custody at this time.
Actor in custody at 11:13.
So I made a video on this topic yesterday, and I wasn't sure if this was going to be a false flag event or not. I still don't really have any concrete evidence that it happened or that it didn't happen. However, I do find it strange that they continue calling this guy an actor. Before I created that video yesterday, I was aware of the NBC clip where the fire chief had recognized him as an actor. However, it was just until today I realized that the entire police radio logs, every single one of them, refer to this guy as an actor. Okay, so a lot of people would argue saying active shooter, he is the actor of the active shooter, but it just doesn't work that way. Now, a lot of people have brought up this article right here stating that they had a previous active shooter drill. Now, this article was created January 24th of 2018, so that would have been about 10 months ago. And I'm not saying that this doesn't have anything to do with this event, but what I'm saying is that's probably not enough evidence to prove anything. The reason I say that is even the small town that I live in, the majority of churches...
Now look, body cams, synagogue, should be cameras all over the place. This guy, 46, looks quite old for 46. Now, I must get into Gab, okay? Gab.ai, Andrew Torba. He was on with Alex Jones today. And I don't have that's one thing I just didn't pull up was his comments, where basically he was fumbling over himself to say how quickly and how eager that he was, and his social media platform were to communicate and to cooperate with law enforcement, FBI, DOJ, the whole nine yards. You know, anytime something happens to a Jew or a synagogue, boy, you know the feds are going to be there quick. Even though we have massive hoaxes run by Jews against themselves, the poop swastikas, the whole, weird rabbi spray painting swastikas on the synagogue. I mean, this whole litany of incidents where Jews have been busted doing fake anti-Jewish actions. Now, the like I said, though, the actor nomenclature, I don't know about, but back to Gab, and as soon as Gab came out as a alternative to Twitter and Tracebook, people looked into gab.ai, the word gabi, okay, definitions, to serve as gabi, a noun. This is so strange. The officer of the synagogue who determines which congregants are to receive Torah honors at the service. Noun, the lay person who calls Jews to say blessings over the Torah reading and follows along with the Torah reading to correct any mistakes. Example sentences. Lisa is Gabbai today, so she'll be giving out the aliyahs. We have a Gabbai Rishon, the one who calls people to say the blessings and follow along, but we still need a Gabbai Sheni, the one who only follows along with to correct mistakes. I'm Gabbaiing at shul this weekend. Okay, so it's a Hebrew word. It has to do with the synagogue. I mean, what is the statistical probabilities here when you're looking at gab.ai and this character Andrew Torba, who's a regular on Jones's program, and he, all these pro-white people went over there to jump on Gab, and it's this free speech rah-rah-rah platform. And people are doing this kind of expose now on digging into this Torba character, okay? A Silicon Valley rebel, gets disillusioned with, the traditional big Facebook, Twitters, all the rest of it, and Google Plus, the whole nine, LinkedIn, I don't know, all this crap. I'm not part of it because I just, after I got suspended from Twitter, I'd never came back, and, my life's better for it. But anyway, so Andrew Torba, people are, hypothesizing that this guy's an embed, a federal actor, an ADL type, SPLC type, basically as a honeypot to suck in all these people that got, disillusioned with the lack of free speech, the shadow banning, the censorship, so forth and so on. So now this guy, he sucks in all the people that want free speech, whether they're black Hebrew Israelites, whether they're Christian identity and everything in between. Everybody can say what's on their mind, love, hate, blah, 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 blah. So this guy, he posts on Gab, I'm done sitting on the fence. Basically, I'm going in. While the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society invites all these third worlders into the country. And I'm just paraphrasing the post on Gab. And then 4 minutes later, allegedly, this guy goes into a synagogue. And then, let's look at the statistical probabilities. The Gabbai, the officer of the synagogue who determines which congregants are to receive Torah honors at the service. And then he happens to post on Gabbai before he goes into the synagogue to allegedly shoot up the place. Now, is this a Dylan Storm roof level operation? Did people really get killed here? Did cops really get killed? How did this guy stay alive? A bunch of other cops got shot and so forth and so on, part of the casualties. I find the whole thing eerie, and I'm very skeptical at this point. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time. Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Searching every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
Fascinating article over at The Stormer. Rabbi, a Tree of Life, cut a Jew baby's penis off in 2013. So that was a guy named Rosenberg. Mordecai Rosenberg got sued, and it was all over the place on the media, so forth. And he's doing this in New Jersey now, by the way. But let's see. The shooter had interrupted a bris milah ceremony. Then quickly, the media stopped mentioning that fact. And you get into that, and that's basically the covenant of circumcision, where the mohel, the circumciser, does this. Some of them do this mouth to genital stopping of the blood and so forth. And we've all known about these rabbis giving these babies herpes, some of them dying, and all kinds of strange, weird things that go along with that. Now, I wanted to get into this real quick. I'm trying to cover as much as I can quickly here. We will basically give a voice with orators. This is out of the Protocol 5. So it's just fitting that I would read some things out of the protocols after this this synagogue incident or operation, whichever it is. I'm not sure yet what this is. Now, look, and I'm going to cover this in a second, but let me get back to this. In order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into a state of bewilderment by giving expression from all sides to so many contradictory opinions and for such length of time as will suffice to make the goyim lose their heads in the labyrinth and come to see that the best thing is to have no opinion of any kind in matters political, which is not given to the public to understand because they are understood only by him who guides the public. This is the first secret. Second secret requisite for the success of our government is comprised in the following: to multiply to such an extent national failings, habits, passions, conditions of civil life that it will be impossible for anyone to know where he is in the resulting chaos, so that the people in consequence will fail to understand one another. This measure will also serve us in another way, namely to sow discord in all parties, to dislocate all collective forces which are still unwilling to submit to us, and to discourage any kind of personal initiative which might in any degree hinder our affair. There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence. Now, I wanted to get this in here before the bottom of the hour break. And this very well could – you could have had some people die here. I don't know yet. I haven't had time to fully deconstruct and look into it. I'm sure Dr. Fetzer is working frantically right now on it. De facto, we have already wiped out every kind of rule except our own, although de jure, there still remain a good many of them. Nowadays, if any states raise a protest against us, it is only pro forma, at our discretion and by our direction, for their anti-Semitism is indispensable to us for the management of our lesser brethren. This is Protocol 9. Their anti-Semitism is indispensable to us for the management of our lesser brethren. That's to keep the lesser brethren on the plantation. What better way? And then people are already speculating this could have been ran out of Israeli intelligence. You just don't know, because the management of the lesser brethren to keep the community on the plantation is a big objective or goal. Okay, and so I know we're coming up onto the bottom of the hour break here. I wanted to get this out here. You think about this. Think about the bombing of targets in Argentina and so forth. This is from Robert David Steele, who I don't trust a lot, but he's still a very smart guy. And we'll cover this when we come back. It's the bottom of the hour break. I heard the commercial. Go ahead, Ken.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I'm doing research on the fly here as I am fleshing this out. And I'm very eerily intrigued by this Andrew Torba and Gabi. Guess where it's headquartered? I just looked this up. Anybody want to venture a guess? Philadelphia. No Place for Corruption. Art, who's always on with, I mean, Art's gonna have a field day with this if he's listening, and you guys should get this to him. Gabi to synagogue stuff. Philadelphia, you know, Holocaust Museum, the Annenbergs. God, this stinks, folks. this really is starting to reek. Now, look, I've got Gab up on Wikipedia, the social network, right? Far right social networking service, created an alternative to Twitter, 300 characters called Gabs. Widely described as a safe haven for neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and alt members of the alt-right. What did I say earlier? Honeypot. Now, look, there's already a 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting section of the Gab stuff here. Okay? The main suspect in the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting maintained an active verified Gab account where he displayed the neo-Nazi code phrase 1488. Just prior to the shooting, he posted to the site about a conspiracy theory that refugees being assisted by a Jewish organization were invaders and that he was going in. Oh, right here where we got the caravan. Oh, gosh, this is really perfect. Really perfect. Just, you know, remember all this when I open the phones up. We'll do it at the top of the next hour. Top of the hour, the phones will be open, 1-800-313-9443. Now, Tree of Life. I was thinking about this. And this is what's so fascinating. Out of all these synagogues connected to Brother Nathaniel, Pittsburgh, this Pennsylvania thing, you know, what's fascinating is Brother Eric John Phelps there, the hardcore anti-Jesuit guy that who I pay attention to from time to time for his, because he's called out a lot of stuff here. Let me see here. But anyway, he was wanting to found a country called Pro Baptical in Pennsylvania there, Protestant, Baptist, Calvinist. And the only other people besides his Protestant so forth and so on, Jews will be allowed to live there. Okay. And I just thought that was fascinating because think about this. And his theory has always been this. And this is why I keep, you know, I monitor him from time to time. And I want to interview him sometime because he was really right about a lot of things with Barry Davis. Frank Marshall Davis's son, he called it out right off the flip that Obama was going to get a second term, all kinds of things. But what his basic theory or hypothesis is this, that the powers that be, and he thinks it's basically the Jesuits in Rome, and he totally lets basically organized Jewry off the hook. And you guys know that I think basically the modern Jesuit order is a wing or a snake in Medusa's Hydra, you know, all those snakes. And so I think, you know, you got guys like Bergoglio, the guy sitting there occupying the Vatican II papacy right now. And think about this with the caravan. There's no way that this caravan stuff could be done with just basically Jewish power alone. This, without the Jesuits and the liberation theology wing that's been programming Central and South Americans all these decades with Marxist ideology, acting in a synergistic relationship with basically Soviet, you know, Jewish Soviet communism, and the eventual overthrow of the United States, this caravan and all this wouldn't work. Remember Senator Tim Kaine, who was Hillary's running mate, and his little work in Honduras, that unauthorized biography of Tim Kaine by Daniel Hopsicker, who's on the left, actually. And all that CIA kind of deep state stuff with Tim Kaine down there in Central America. And think about this caravan and think about all of the Georgetown crew running this caravan, and it's almost, you know, you can prognosticate about what's going to happen here. But based back to Phelps's vision, he thinks that basically they were going to create such an atmosphere that he thinks that it's going to be Fourth Reich level Catholicism in charge here in the United States eventually, and then there's going to be a white fascist leader, And I don't know where he's at. I haven't listened to him lately, whether Trump is this figure or not. Trump going to Fordham University, Jesuit University in the Bronx for his first 2 years. Then he went where? Wharton School of Business. In what state? Pennsylvania, University of Pennsylvania. That's where I believe Ivanka and Don Jr. went. Eric Trump, I think, might have went to Georgetown. And I'm going off my memory here, but there's a lot here. But this Gab stuff, the Pittsburgh shooting, whether Gab is a honeypot to suck in all these people, it's starting to really look that way now. All right. Okay. So think about Soros and his name getting thrown around. And remember Scalia down there on the border. And I keep bringing this up because it's fascinating with Kavanaugh now and Gorsuch and this so-called majority on the Supreme Court. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the deployment of the military on the border, and all these cases are going to get thrown at the Supreme Court and so forth and so on with, you know, posse comitatus. And, you know, if this was a, you know, if this was a Democrat throwing troops on the border, I don't know, you know, what the kind of right sector conspiracy community would think to say that there's some underlying reason other than protecting the border while you're putting troops down here and so forth. But a lot of people so far, you know, your traditional conservative outlets, they're all rah, rah, rah for it. And of course, you know, your CNN, MSNBC, Marxist kind of sphere, or pseudo-Marxist kind of sphere, you know, they're all, oh my God, this is evil, and these refugees, and, you know, this whole garbage here. Very fascinating, all right? So I want to switch gears here before I open the phones up. Back to Khashoggi, the Turkish embassy. I missed this last week. Ken, get clip one ready. This is Dr. Pachinik, and I want to tie this in with the Greater Israel Project. With, and I predicted this quite a while back with what it looked like Saudi Arabia and the Saudi family. Eventually, I made this prediction that they were going to get thrown under the bus, and then we were going to see some sort of regime change or destabilization of Saudi Arabia, and then the possible gobbling up of parts of Saudi Arabia and so forth into this Ohed, you know, Greater Israel Project kind of vision, you know, from the Euphrates to the Nile and so forth and so on. Let's roll clip one real quick.
Today I want to talk about the resurgence of Turkey and Iran, thanks to none other than Saudi Arabia's incompetent prince, Mohammed bin Salman. What Mohammed bin Salman had done by killing Khashoggi on Turkish territory was in fact to resurrect Erdogan's position in the Middle East as the leader of the Sunni nations. And what do I mean? For well over several hundred years, the Turks had been quite predominant.
Remember the Zio Caliphate that I've been talking about, where it's the Neo-Ottoman kind of vision where this thing's going to be headquartered in Turkey, and we've had this Donma kind of you know, element there, this crypto-Jewish element in Turkey, Kemal Ataturk and that whole thing. Go ahead and resume.
The Turks have been quite predominant in the Middle East, and quite frankly, all over the world. The Ottoman Empire lasted for 800 years. And Turkey, ironically, is very close to Iran, a Shiite country. So the border between Turkey and Iran, or Turkey and Persia, has been there for hundreds of years. It's one of the most solid, stable borders from all over the world. And Iran has about a third of its population are Turks, Azerbaijani and Turks. A third of Turks' population are Iranians. So, in fact, what has happened is Saudi Arabia has literally denigrated its position within the Sunni world because of the fact that they dismembered Khashoggi, because Mohammed bin Salman couldn't tell the truth. He was cowardly, ineffectual. As a result of that, the king of Saudi Arabia cannot defend what his son has done. And so, in effect, Erdogan has been laying out evidence little by little, like a Chinese torture, to really say to the world, you know what? Take a look. I'm the new head of the Sunni Empire. I may not be in charge of Mecca or Medina, which are the two holy sites of Saudi Arabia for the Muslims, but in fact, I will be in charge of the Sunni world. And guess who is my closest ally? It will be Iran. Now, ironically, yours truly has said for about 10 years that Turkey and Iran and Russia would be the three dominant powers in the Middle East, not the United States, not Israel, and not Saudi Arabia. The reason for that has its roots really in the fact that Turkey has been there and has been able to change with the times into the modern times. And it goes back to the time when Ataturk, the head of Turkey in the 1930s, Mustafa Kemal, or Ataturk, and his counterpart, the Shah Pahlavi of Iran, were very friendly, and they exchanged all kinds of information regarding reformation of both countries. As a result of that, they made sure that Turkey and Iran would grow together and be partners together in the 20th century and in the 21st century. I still believe now, because of Saudi Arabia's major default as a nation state, as a legitimate nation state, it can no longer take the predominance of the Sunni power. In turn,
you can stop it there.
What's happened?
If you're going to have a world government, the way I see it is the Talmudic, Kabbalistic, rabbinic vision is to have big blocks where large swaths of people are under, you know, a very centralized authority. And so you could see the Turks and the Iranians with this kind of caliphate come together with this caliphate, make some deal, and then you're going to see possibly the Greater Israel Project come to fruition, where the Saudi Arabians, parts of Iraq, and parts of Syria, of course, which is already, you know, Iraq and Syria have already been highly destabilized, where Israel can munch up a bunch of this land going out to the Euphrates and then parts of northwestern Saudi Arabia and so forth. I mean, I always keep this kind of in the back of my head when I'm watching this stuff going down in the Middle East. And so it remains to be seen what's going to happen with the House of Saud and whether they're going to get toppled by some sort of color revolution, something of this nature, or, you know, the Democratic Party was really out for, you know, the CNN, MSNBC type media. These people were really out for Saudi blood with this Khashoggi killing, whereas the Trump and some of the Republicans were like, yeah, it's real bad, but at the same time, we don't want to chuck our relationship with the Saudis, so forth and so on. So you see this dialectic playing out here. So the election coming up in a few days. So Trump has already talked about the possibility of vote rigging and so forth and so on. And so looking at Obama going out on these speeches, you know, all these people, Gateway Pundit and others, they document how Obama can hardly fill up a high school gym. And then Trump, you know, all these people, thousands of people waiting to get in and can't get in. When you're looking at the optics here, all these people are looking at it, and there's going to be something highly crazy if there is some sort of blue wave, quote unquote, where a bunch of this thing swings back in control of the Democratic Party, seeing that the Democratic Party has been broke. Now this Beto O'Rourke character, it's all over the place, how much money he's raising trying to oust Ted Cruz from the Senate. A lot of people dumping money into that race. This remains to be seen what's going to happen here, but it's almost like this could be kind of like the part of the PSYOP, the destabilization PSYOP here, to where all these Trump people going to the rallies and so forth and so on for all these candidates, and if there is, you know, if there's not some sort of a big Republicans holding on to power, which would be highly irregular when a president first comes in, the trends, you know, going way, way back is that the other party always swings in and takes control. We'll have to see. Is this part of the destabilization PSYOP or not? See you on the other side.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Source of the stream, the land is pure as a dream.
right, we're back. Sibiri Radio on RPN, republicbroadcasting.org. Support the network. Look into Frontside Firearms. Get you a membership if you're in and out of Vegas. Quite interesting. I got this last clip that Hooley sent me earlier, and this is Trump talking at this latest rally about the synagogue shooting. Let's roll it, clip 10.
We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the century, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it, we've studied it, they've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. And when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again. We protect the freedom of worship. And we believe in the power of prayer. We defend our Constitution. We defend our heritage. And we rally around our great American flag.
All right, you can stop it there. So, you know, Trump saying something's got to be done, so forth and so on. You know, the guy used allegedly an AR style platform to do this. So all of the, it's almost like, you know, one of the sick minds at CNN couldn't have, you know, they couldn't have thought up of a better scenario. Okay. So, and this guy, and of course, like, you know, Jones and the Gateway Pundit crowd and the Shapiros and the Breitbart, they're all saying how much this guy hated Trump. Okay. So the conservative side's making it quite clear, and they're putting it out front that this guy didn't like Trump, and he thought Trump was controlled by the organized Jewry, Jewish mafia, whatever you want to say. Very fascinating to watch this play out. Okay. So we're going to go into the second hour, 1-800-313-9443. I just asked to try to kind of be brief, and let's have some audience participation, and let's hear your opinions on big picture here. But it's interesting. See you guys after the top.
I hope it comes out quickly for the winter starts to fall. We got to come on strong.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Frontsight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.